right now I want to turn my attention to Janet Heeran, who keeps in touch with us on Countrywide, writing from her home in North Cork, where she lives on the family dairy farm and teaches locally. And an encounter with a group of eager six-year-olds brought back memories this week of her own childhood.
A senior infant skips into class, clutching a bluebell posy. She stuffs it in a jam jar at the feet of a statue of Mary. Already there is a vase of jaded daisies and buttercups. They're beautiful, I say. They're for Holy Mary, pipes up a waist-high mass of curls. I picked them with Mam this morning. They're for May, says another. May is the month for Mary. It certainly is, I say, herding four children out the door to another classroom. As a child, I also picked hedgerow offerings in May. My friends lived up the road from a holy well. There are no statues of Mary there. In fact, it's dedicated to St. John. But we reckoned Mary would visit in May, checking that the children were leaving her flowers. I picture her like a granny on Mother's Day, waiting for a big bouquet and then pretending you shouldn't have gone to the bother, that she was grand anyway. Today, cowslips are in short supply and I rarely see them in the Long Acre. However, they were plentiful in my childhood. We would add primroses to the bouquet and anything else that caught our eye. Cow parsley and clover would make the cut, despite having stems of ridiculously mismatched lengths. Bluebells gave a splash of colour. We collected our posies as we ran down the road. On the right, there was a break in the hedgerow. The rough limestone steps leading down to the well could be lethal in the rain. We only went on dry, warm days when the tar was soft on the road. There was usually an empty jam jar waiting for our floral offering. The well itself was inside a small limestone house built into the slope, protected by a beech tree. The lower branches of the tree wore rosary beads and ribbons of material. As the rag disintegrated, so would your worry or complaint. We didn't know the pattern for the well, but we made our own ritual. First, the flowers. Then, like thousands of previous pilgrims, we scratched the sign of the cross on the top of the well. There's great satisfaction in scraping your small stone into the surface of a larger one, releasing a tiny scatter of white dust. Thus are great valleys made. Then there was the drinking of the holy water. On the roof of the well, next to the engraved sign of the cross, were two white enamel mugs with well-chipped blue rims. You dip one into the well and take it in turns to drink the water, so cold it caught your breath. Amazingly, no one ever got sick from drinking the water from mugs used by an entire parish or poisoned by the untreated water. Perhaps that was the true miracle.
That was lovely. I'm going to take issue with Janet, though. Maybe, just maybe, in the month of May, we should be leaving the flowers unpicked for the bees. I don't know. Give us your thoughts. 5155 108 70 32 32 32 is our newly minted WhatsApp number.